Today's daf is daf hey in Meseches Erevin, and this is a daf that we're all going to need to be looking at pictures just to help follow what's going on the daf. So we are going to start on the bottom of Daled Amud Beis at the two dots. We learned that there is a whole discussion about the Korah. First part of the Mishnah says if you have an alleyway in Mavoi, a Mavoi is an alleyway, a street that has three walls to it, and it has courtyards opening up into the street. So rabbinically, you're not allowed to carry in the alleyway because the alleyway flows into a street. And we're worried if you carry in the alleyway, you might carry in the street. We're also worried you might carry from the street into the alleyway. The only way you'd be allowed to carry within the alleyway is one of three ways. Either you put up a cross beam, a korah, or you put up a vertical beam, a lechi, or you put a door frame, a tsurat hapeta. The Mishnah said, a korah that's too tall, it's above 20 amos, you have to lower it. And the Mishnah also said that a door frame, if the doorway is more, I think it's going to make static for the Zoom. Also, the Mishnah said that if the doorway is wider than 10 amos, so then that's a problem for a lechi and for a korah, but that would not be a problem for Tzurat HaPesach. For a door frame, it could be even wider than 10 amos. Then we saw in the Gemara a discussion why a korah, why a crossbeam higher than 20 amos is a problem, either because it's no longer a petach, it's no longer a doorway, or because it's not noticeable, like we have in sukkah, above 20 amos is not noticeable. Okay, starting at the two dots now. Let's say you have a korah above 20 amos, ubalamato, and you want to reduce that gap of 20 amos by building a platform. Kamamamait, how big does that platform have to be? How big does it have to be to reduce the korah? Ask the Gemara, kamamamait, how big does the platform have to be? Kamamatzarechle, however much you need. If your korah is 25 amos tall, 25 amos up, so build a platform 5.1 amos up. And if your korah is 21 amos up from the floor, so build a platform an amah and a bit up, right? What do we mean? How much do you have to make the platform? So Gemara says, Ela rachbo bekama. The issue is the width of the platform. How wide does it need to be? So how much space within the alleyway will be filled by this platform? If you look back to the pictures, so in the picture book and in what I sent out on the WhatsApp, this is picture 20. This is picture 15. So when you build the platform, how much within the alleyway does this platform need to penetrate? Of course, the height is going to be whatever was necessary in order to reduce the korah from being above 20 amos, but what about the length of this platform going into the alleyway? So here we have an argument. Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. Well, it only needs to be one tefach. Just like the korah is a tefach long, the platform only needs to be one tefach. However, Abaye Amar Arba. Abaye said, four tfachim. So the Gemara says, Leva Bakamiflagi. Maybe this is the argument. Maybe they're arguing about the laws of a korah. So Manza Amar, the view that says, tefach, that you need only a tefach. Kasavar, he holds, Mutulish Tamish Tachas a korah. That when you have a korah, when you have a cross beam at the front of the alleyway, the outer edge of that cross beam is viewed in halacha as going down and closing the alleyway.
So sort of think of, like, you look at this tent, right? You know, the edges of the tent have a roof that's hanging down a little bit, right? This is about a tefach hanging down. So you imagine that that tefach goes back all the way down to the floor. So when you have a korah, you have a crossbeam, the edge of the crossbeam, the outer edge, continues and goes down to the floor. So that would mean that whatever is under the korah is also in the alleyway. So that's why he says all you need is a tefach, because when you're standing on this tefach and you look up, you see the korah, you're in the alleyway. From the alleyway, you're seeing the korah. However, the view that says, now starting today's daf, the Pehamad Aleph, Umadam Arba, the view that said you needed that the platform should go in four tefachim, Kasavar Asu Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah. He holds it in a regular alleyway where the korah is not too tall. You can't use the space that's under the beam, because it's not that the outer edge of the beam goes down to the floor. It's the inner edge of the beam that goes down to the floor. So the space that's under the beam is actually outside of the mavui. It's outside of the alleyway. So if just the space under the beam is going to be the right distance, it's less than 20 amos from under the beam to the beam, so that's too late. You're already out of the alleyway, because it's the inner edge of the beam that's what goes down to the floor. So therefore, you need to be somewhat in the alleyway seeing the beam. So once you're out of under the beam, so now the idea becomes you have to have some prominent amount of space, and that's what you need to have for tefach. So Gemara says, look, that's not the logic here. So kuli alma kasavri, maybe everybody holds that the logic of a mavoi, if a korah, is that the outer edge of the korah permits whatever is within it, and you're allowed to use the space underneath the korah. So now the question is, so then why wouldn't anyone say it's enough to have a tefach? Why would someone say that the platform has to be four? This is the argument. One holds that the logic of the korah, of the crossbeam, is just that you should notice that the alleyway is different from the street, and therefore don't carry from the street to the alleyway. So if all you need is something noticeable, so yeah, if you have one tefach, where the distance from this platform, right, there's a platform of a tefach, and on this platform to the korah is less than 20 amos. All right, it's now noticeable. Once it's noticeable, it's okay. Umarsav, but the other opinion holds, korah mishum chitza, that the idea of the korah is not just that it should be noticeable, but the idea of the korah is that the korah is actually a wall. The korah is considered a wall. And once it's noticeable, now the edges go down to the floor and it's considered a wall. If the korah is considered a wall, so in general, walls need to delineate a prominent amount of space. What do you have, a wall for a tefach? That doesn't count as a wall anymore. You need to have a wall for at least four tefachim. And that's where the platform has to be four tefachim. Ibai is saying, alternatively, we can say another idea. Everybody agrees that the logic of a korah, you just need to have something noticeable, so that you're reminded not to carry from the street into the alleyway. If all you need is something noticeable, we've been saying, then it should be enough to have a platform of a single tefach, because once you're on that platform, you'll look up and you'll notice it. But here the argument is the following. Do we say that down below can be equal to up above in terms of noticeability? One opinion who says that the platform could be a tefach, he'll tell you, listen, when you don't have this problem, when you don't have the height of 20 amos, let's say a korah that's 10 amos up off of the floor. So how much is noticeable up in the sky? Only one tefach, because the korah is only a tefach wide. So down below also, if you're only standing on a tefach worth a platform, that's also enough to make the korah noticeable. But Amar Sam, the other one holds, no. We don't say that for the noticeability of what's below, you know, based on how much a person needs to stand on below is the same as that which is noticeable up above. Up above, okay, as long as you have a tefach filled with space with korah, it's noticeable. But down below, to be looking up, you need to have a broader space, and therefore you need to have four tefach. Ibai Hashem would give another suggestion in terms of this argument, whether the platform has to be a tefach or four tefachim. Really, in theory, a platform of one tefach, and you only have one tefach to stand on, it's still enough. If you're standing on that one tefach, you'll look up to the korah, you'll look up to the crossbeam, and you'll notice it, and that's okay. However, va'acha, but here the worry is, v'gzeira shema yifchos kamiflagi. Here the question is, will this platform itself get worn down? Will the platform get worn down? If I only have a platform that's a tefach, so it's only a tefach wide, you know, over time, people might step on it, it becomes 0.9 of a tefach. Now that's certainly now not enough. Now you don't have enough noticeability. So maybe people won't notice that. So maybe we should make a decree that it might get worn down and people wouldn't notice, and therefore we would require four tefachim of width. The other opinion says, no, we don't make a decree, and we can leave it with one tefach. Yeah, question, Chaim. Correct. That also, same issues. Because I think the necessary height is going to be much more than a tefach. Tefach is a fist, it's four fingers. So four fingers, that can get worn down. But when you talk about the korah being, let's say, 21 amos, so the platform's going to have to be at least an amma tall. Yeah, but I think it's built up. You know, that we're not so worried that we're going to lose in terms of height. We're more worried we're going to lose in terms of width. Okay, so now we're going to get into the next issue, which is the issue of creating enough height. Till now we were talking about where there's too much height and you want to reduce the height. What about if you don't have enough height? Same way we learned in a sukkah, that the wall of a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. The korah, the crossbeam, has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. What happens if you don't have enough height? Hayapachos me'asar tefachim. Let's say the korah is only up to somebody's waist. It's only 7 tefachim tall. So this is now picture 16. Right? Picture 16. Let's say you have a korah which isn't 10 tefachim tall. So now what do you want to do to enable you to carry in the alleyway? The chakakbo, you took out some of the pavers of the street to get down to a lower level. Lashnim alasara, and now from the dirt up to the korah is going to be 10 tefachim. So kamachoke, how much do you need to dig out? Well, it says again, kamachoke, how much you need to dig out? Kamaditzarechle, however much you need to get to the height of 10 is how much you need to dig out. Hello, the question is mishcho b'kama. How long does that dig out area need to be? In other words, when you're creating a mavui, till now it wasn't a mavui because it wasn't tall enough to be a mavui. When you want to create a mavui, what's your minimum size to create a mavui? So Rabbi Yosef of Arba Tfachim. Rabbi Yosef says you have to dig out 4 tfachim of length towards the length of the mavui. And Abaya of Arba Amos. Abaya says more, you have to dig out 4 amos. So presumably that's the argument. The argument now is, when you have a mavui, for it to be called mavui, does it have to be at least working with 4 tefachim? Or does it have to be working with 4 amos for it to be mavui? So Gemara says maybe that would impact another argument. Maybe Rav Yosef and Abaye, Rav Yosef was the teacher, Abaye was the student, would also argue on the law of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Itmar we learned, this is picture 17. Mavui shenifrat mitzido. Let's say you have an alleyway. So the alleyway has 3 walls. And on one wall, the third wall, it got breached. And the breach is towards the front. It's towards the entrance to the public domain. Klape Rosha, all the way towards the front. So it means made the Rav Ami Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they said the following. Im yesham pas dalid, if on that side where the breach was, towards the front, there's still left a wall of 4 tefachim.
then matir bepirza. Then the breach can be ignored as long as it's ad eser, as long as the breach is not more than 10 amos. Vimla. But if that part towards the front is already less than 4 tvachim, so now if it's less than 4 tvachim, it's no longer considered wall. If it's less than 4 tvachim, it's not considered a wall. Then the only way that the breach would be allowed is if the breach is pachos mishlosha, is less than 3 tvachim. Then matir. Then it becomes permitted because it's filled in through love. But if it's shlosha, but if it's 3 already, 3 tvachim, eino matir, the mavoy is no longer permitted. Because what are we worried about? The whole idea of the kor at the front of the mavoy is that as people walk out of the mavoy, they'll look up, they'll see the crossbeam. But if the wall's basically gone, and when you get to, when you walk over here, you look over there, there's almost no wall there. It's less than 4 tvachim of wall. Then instead of people walking out through the front of the mavoy, where there's the korah, they're just going to walk out over here, through the side where there's the big breach. They're not going to see the korah. So then we lost the power of the korah. So that's what he said. You have to have at least some wall left, 4 tvachim worth of wall. If you have 4 tvachim worth of wall, you still have the dimensions of a mavoy here, and then you, the korah at the front can permit it. But if you don't have 4 tvachim left of wall here on the side, then the korah at the front is gone, and the whole mavoy, you can't carry in it. So let's say that the argument that we saw here about digging in a mavoy should also impact this question. In other words, we should say the following. There Rav Yosef, point to Rav Yosef, who says when you dig out in a mavoy, all you need to dig out is 4 tvachim. Islid Rav Ami, he'd agree with Rav Ami that if you have a wall of 4 tvachim, you still have a mavoy. But Abaye, but according to Abaye, to have a mavoy, you need to have 4 amos. Less than Rav Ami, he shouldn't agree with Rav Ami. He should say that the bit of wall that's left can't just be 4 tvachim, it should have to be 4 amos to create a mavoy situation here to be able to have the korah, the crossbeam at the front, permitting the carrying. So just to give the answer, Abaye said, maybe not. Hasam over there, you had a mavoy and then it broke. So soap mavoy. You're talking about when you had a mavoy, how much of a break destroys the mavoy setup? So as long as you have wall of 4 tvachim at the edge, you still have the mavoy setup. But Hachmar over here, Tchilas Mavoy. We're trying to create a Mavoy from the first instance. When we started, it wasn't a Mavoy. To start a Mavoy, we need to start it with at least 4 Amos. And therefore, Ika Arba Amos in, Ilo Lo. If you don't have 4 Amos, it wasn't a Mavoy, according to Abaye. Yeah, question is.
Why they're not saying Me'al Shalosh? Okay, where is this coming from? Because Me'al Shalosh
No, because even exact, Izzy's asking, why don't they say more than 3 tvachim? Because even exactly 3 tvachim stops lovewood. It has to be less than 3 tvachim to have lovewood.
No, anything that is more than 3 tvachim
would not have lovewood anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
So even if the breach is more than 3 tvachim, then...
Well, if the breach is more than 3 tvachim and the bit of wall that's left is less than 4 tvachim, then that's it. The korah at the front doesn't help you anymore. Then you still have the shape of a mavoy, and then the korah at the front can help you as long as the breach is less than 10 amos. So now, Amar Abaye now said, Mina Aminola, what's my source that a mavoy needs 4 amos of length to be a mavoy and to start triggering the laws that a korah can permit it? The answer is the time within a braisa. A mavoy nitar belechi v'korah. A mavoy does not become permitted through either the crossbeam, the korah, or the lechi, or the pillar. Atshubatim v'chatzer is psuchim l'socho. Unless it's an area, an alleyway that has both courtyards and houses that open up to it. So it has to have at least two courtyards opening to it. So now, i'arba, if the mavoi is only four tfachim of length, how are you going to have two courtyards opening to it? How can you have two courtyards opening into what is only four tfachim of length? Because, you know, to have an opening, the opening itself needs to have a door frame and then four tfachim of empty space itself. So how are you opening up into the mavoi if the whole mavoi is only four tfachim? The chitim, if you're going to tell me, the answer is the dofen paimtzai. The two courtyards are opening through opening into the front of the mavoi. So this is picture 20, right? You can have a courtyard and a second courtyard next to each other. And the front of the mavoi is actually wider than it is longer. It's wider than it is longer. So the length is only, let's say, 4 tfachim. And the width is, let's say, 10 tfachim. But the width of 10 tfachim, you can have two courtyards opening up into this width, even though the length is only 4 tfachim. So the Gemara says, Abaye says, that that's not true. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman told us, in the Ketina, we have a tradition, what are the dimensions that you need to an alleyway to permit it with a beam, cross beam, or a pillar? Kol sha'arko yetzer al rachpo. It has to have be longer than it's wider. And it has to have two courtyards opening up to it. So how is that possible? Must be the mavoi has to be longer than four tfachim of length. That's where Abaye says. That's where I got to my idea. It has to be four amos of length. One second. So Rav Yosef will tell you. No, Rav Yosef says still the mavoi can still be four tfachim of length. How do you have two courtyards opening up into this alleyway? The Pasach Leva Karen Zavis. If again, you're opening to the front of the Mavoi, not opening into the sides of the Mavoi. And you're opening in a diagonal. So this is picture 21. Picture 21, you have one courtyard, and then you have the second courtyard. And the opening from the courtyard is a diagonal. So you have a doorway that's in a diagonal. So a doorway that's in a diagonal, the doorway itself can be four tfachim, and it's opening up to a space that's only four tfachim of length, and it's even less than four tfachim of width. It's 3.9 tfachim of width. But even so, you could have a four tefach wide entranceway into it, because the entranceway is on a diagonal. So you get some of the length as well as some of the width. And that way you can get two entranceways into this mavoi. And so the fact that a mavoi has to have two courtyards opening to it doesn't prove that the mavoi has to be at least four amos. It could still be that the minimum mavoi is four tfachim. That's the view of Rav Yosef. Yeah, Izzy, a question? That's right.
No,
there would have to be a korah too. Yeah, you have to add a korah. 100%. That's correct. Yes. As Izzy points out, in the pictures they didn't put the korah there, but there's going to have to be a korah to distinguish between the paved mavoi and the public domain. So now Abaye says back to Rav Yosef, Amar Abaye Minah Aminallah, again, I have another source that the mavoi has to be at least four amos and not just four tfachim. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, because Rami Bar Chama said the name Rav Huna. Lechi abolet midofno shel mavoi. This is picture 22. What happens if you have an edge, right? At the edge of the wall goes out this way. So, you know, like over here, if you look here on this wall, right? Imagine this is a mavoi, this paved area, right? We have three walls, and that's our third wall, and then the third wall doesn't end at my left, it actually turns towards the other side. So, lech yabolet midof nashom avoy, pachos me'arba amos, if this wall is less than four amos, nidu mishom lechi, this wall is the status of a lechi, of a pillar, and it permits the carrying in the mavoy. Ein sarach lechi achalatiro, You don't need another lechi to permit it. Right? This is picture 22. However, if it's arba amos, if this protrusion goes for amos, now neither mishum mavoi. Now this is a mavoi. And if the opening on that side is more than that which is filled in, tzarech lechi achala tiro, you need another lechi to permit it. So what do you see? You see that for it to be considered a wall of a mavoi, it has to cover four amos. Otherwise, it's a lechi. So you see that a mavoi is all about four amos, not four tefachim. And Rav Yosef will tell you, no, there's a difference. La'afuki mitoras lechi adi'ika arba amos. To take a structure and say, this structure is not a pillar, this structure is a wall, it needs four amos. L'mehevi mavoi, but to create in a status of alleyway so that it could be permitted with either a pillar or a crossbeam, even with just four tefachim, it can be a mavoi. So now we're going to talk about this law that we just quoted. Gufa, we learned. Again, this is picture 22. When you have a wall at the fourth side of the mavoi, and that wall is at a 90 degree right angle to one of the sides of the mavoi, and it's filling in some of that fourth side. So if it's pachas me'arba amos, if the wall is less than four amos, now on Haman Bays, neither mishum lechi, that wall is the status of the pillar that permits you to carry in the alleyway. Ain't tzarech lechi achala atiru, you don't need any other lechis. But if it's dalet amos, if it's four amos, neither mishum mavoi, it has the status of a wall. Then tzarech lechi achala atiru, the alleyway needs a pillar in the front to permit it. Now the Gemara asks, "Oso lechi heichan amido? Where are you going to put that lechi? Either muki lebahade, if you put it together with the wall, osuf yud kamosif ale, you're just adding to the wall." Amar Rav Papa answered, "Zemuki le leidoch kisi. You put it at the other side." So that's picture 22. It is a wall. No, because it's a wall, but most of the area is open. If you have a wall and the side that it's trying to enclose is mostly open and not filled in, that's a wall with the breach that breaks out, that takes away the status of wall.
But in the case of the broken wall we had before, which was the third wall, right?
That's right.
So, but you're saying that the remainder of that quote-unquote fourth side is more than 10 amos?
The remainder is the majority, yeah. On that side, most of it is filled and only a minority of it is open.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You see, we're thinking sukkah. Right? In sukkah, you can have partial walls. But in Erevin, partial walls are a problem. Unless that opening in the wall can be classified as a doorway.
So I'm better off having a lechi, effectively,
for example. Correct.
The marker.
That's right. That's right. As Gabriel points out, you're better off with the lechi than with the wall. Right. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Amar, Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, no, if you the same with the Buki Labade, this is already picture 23. You could put the beam next to the wall, and the way it's clearly noticeable that it's a marker is the Matvi Bey or the Mifzer Bey. Either the beam is taller than the wall or lower than the wall. And that way it's clearly a marker. All right. Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, "Lo Amar Nal B'Mavoi Shmona." This is only true if the width of the mavoi, the width of the alleyway, namely the size of this opening of the fourth side, is 8 amos. So if it's 8 amos, so then when you have a wall of 4 amos, you don't have in that wall majority filled in. Right, it's only half filled in. Avo b'mavui sheva. But if the dimensions of the alleyway are that the width of the alleyway is only 7 amos, so the fourth side of the alleyway was 7 amos open, then you added a wall of 4 amos to it. So now, even though now that it's 4 amos, it's not a lechi anymore, it's a wall, but now nitar bo min meruba laparot. Now that side becomes permitted by invoking the idea that since most of the side is filled in, now the whole side is permitted.
Okay.
The majority is filled in. Now, how do you know that you could use this idea of Omen Merubah Laparutz to give you a wall of a Mavoi? That we can learn from a Kal V'chomer from Chatzer. Learn that from a Kal V'chomer from a courtyard. Learn from a Kal V'chomer from a courtyard. Uma Chatzer, courtyards are stricter than a Mavoi. Because if you have a courtyard where the whole wall of the courtyard comes down and it's opening up to the street, in the Tzaris B'lechi V'korah, you can't fix it with just a Lechi or a Korah. For a courtyard, you need to do more. You need to create a little bit of a wall if the courtyard wall to the street fell down. But nevertheless, a courtyard, Nitzaris B'omen Rubal Aparutz, if the side of the courtyard opening to the street broke, but most of it is left, it's permitted. So Mavoi, when you have an alleyway, Shenitzar B'lechi V'korah, alleyway opens up to the street. And that side that opens up to the street gets permitted with just a pillar or a crossbeam. So certainly, Shenitzar B'omen Rubel apart, certainly gets permitted if the majority of that space is filled more than that which is open. Mar says, maybe you can't do that. Malachatz, or maybe a courtyard's different. Shekein Pirtzasa Be'eser, if it has a breach in the walls of the courtyard, as long as the breach is less than 10 amos, courtyard still is fine. Tumbumavoy, whereas in a alleyway, Pirtzaso Barba, sometimes if you have an alleyway with a breach of 4 tfachim, that already ruins the alleyway. Someone says, no, Kasab Ravuna, Brayden of Yeshua, Mabwe Narim Pirtzaso Be'eser. Ravuna, the son of Yeshua, holds that in an alleyway, the breach that would ruin it would have to be more than 10 amos. Someone says, still, Amad Karminan, who are we saying that according to him, if you have only a width of the Mavoi of 7 amos, so then the wall of 4 amos would be enough. It's Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna speaking. He's the one who's saying that if you have a wall at the edge of the Mavoi, you have to put a lechi. And Rav Huna, Brother of Yeshua, said, no, you don't really do it. Not always. If the whole width is only 7 amos, you don't need to put a lechi. But Rav Huna himself holds later, on tomorrow's daf, Piritzasa Barbas Virle. He holds that a Mavoi with a breach of 4 tfachim, already you can't carry in it. Mara says, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Haimad in Afshikama. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, was saying his own ideas. In other words, he's saying, I agree with Rav Huna's idea if the width of the Mavoi would be 4 amos. And if the width of the Mavoi is 7 amos, then I think once you have a wall of 4 amos, it's already okay. Even though that's not necessarily the view of Rav Huna, but that's his view. Rav Ashi said, "Afilu tameh b'mavoi shmona." You could even be talking about a mavoi whose width is 8 amos, and if the width is 8 amos, if the wall going out from the side of the mavoi on the fourth side is 4 amos, nami lo tzarich lechi, you don't need a lechi because mamanafsha. Either way. If really what we think is 4 amos is actually a little bit more than 4 amos, it's 4.5 amos. So nitar b'omen ruvel aparts. Then it becomes permitted because you have more filled in than that which is breached. Iparts nafish, if it's actually more breached than that which is filled in, so then that means that which is filled in is less than 4 amos. So then nidu mishum lechi. Now it became a lechi again. So if it's a lechi, then it's already okay. Maya Marta, what are you worried about? It's exactly a wall of 4 amos and exactly a breach of 4 amos. It's a suffix. I'm the suffix of the Ram. There's only a doubt about a rabbinic law. Suffix of the Ram Lahakel. When we have a doubt about a rabbinic law, we can be lenient. Adkan, Daf Hei, Avasechas Erevit.